Welcome, friends. Thank you for joining me for this moment of quiet reflection and prayer. Our theme this month is hope, a word that can feel fragile when we're facing uncertainty, but one that is deeply rooted in the promises of God. As we begin, I invite you to take a few deep breaths. Let your shoulders relax, settle your heart. Here is a short breath prayer to center us. Breathe in, you hold my future. Breathe out, I trust you. Let's prepare to listen to God's word together. Today's passage comes from Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. This verse was spoken to people living in exile. They had been uprooted, displaced, and discouraged. And yet, even there, God reminds them that His plans still hold. He has not abandoned them. He has not forgotten. Let's spend a few moments asking God to help us receive His promises personally today. Are there areas of your life where hope feels distant or uncertain? Invite God to meet you in that place. What would it look like to entrust your future, your fears, your plans, your questions, to the God who knows and loves you? How might God be inviting you to live with hope, even in a season of waiting? Let's listen again to the promise in Jeremiah 29:11, but this time let's widen our gaze. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Think of a young person in your life right now. Someone who might be wrestling with fear, instability, or disappointment. Can you picture them? What does it mean for that young person to hear that God has a plan for them, a plan filled with hope and purpose? How might you become a living reminder of God's hope for them? What small act of encouragement, prayer, or presence could reflect God's heart? What would change in the way we minister if we truly believed that God is already shaping a future for every youth we serve? We end this time together by praying the Wesleyan Covenant Prayer. Let these words be our response of surrender to the God who promises us hope and a future. I am no longer my own, but yours. Put me to what you will. Place me with whom you will. Put me to doing. Put me to suffering. Let me be put to work for you or set aside for you. Praised for you or criticized for you. Let me be full. Let me be empty. Let me have all things. Let me have nothing. I freely and fully surrender all things to your glory and service. And now, O wonderful and holy God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, you are mine and I am yours. So be it. And the covenant which I have made on earth, let it be made in heaven. Amen.